We are more than what we see. Every voice, every story holds a key. Together we rise in synergy. Different faces, different pain, different stories, same refrain. Trying to find a place to stand, trying to feel a guiding hand. What you say and what you mean, life somewhere in between. Every action has a cause, every heart behind the walls. If we listen, we can hear it. If we look, we can see it. There's a pattern in the soul, every piece can make us whole. So
welcome to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, a relationship expert. Yes, a relationship coach. What's a coach? You know what? Some people think I'm like a counselor, a psychologist, because I teach people how to be healthy mentally and emotionally. But you know what? Any kind of mental health professional is probably going to label you with some kind of illness and maybe offer you some drugs, but no. As a coach, I teach people how to score in the game of life. I give them equipment and strategy, and I'm standing on the sideline just giving them the encouragement and support they need to succeed. Yeah, to score, to make progress, personal growth. But you know what? I've been doing that for over 20 years now, and what I started out as a life coach, people said, you know, that's too general, it's too broad. You need a niche, a specialty, an area of expertise that people can say, yeah, this is what she's particularly good at. Now, I was told that about 15 years into my career. And so I thought, well, I don't really know. I mean, I teach people how to do everything from time and money management to weight loss to relationships. Yeah, their career change. What is a consistent theme or topic that clients come to me with? The questions can range from anything from what's wrong with my 12-year-old granddaughter to why, if my life is perfect on paper, am I not happy yet? Okay, well, so I took kind of an inventory. What themes and topics are consistently interwoven throughout people's personal issues? You know what? Relationships. Yeah, the people in their lives, not just the things that they're doing in activities in their own personal life, their professional life, their public life. People are always a consistent element and an inevitable factor that they have to take into consideration. If they want to be successful in life on paper, that's one thing. But if they want to be happy and fulfilled, they need to make good connections, quality connections with people. So I thought, you know what? That's it. That's going to be my specialty, relationships. But then let's take it down a little bit, break it down a little bit more. What in relationships is the fundamental backbone of success? You know what? Communication. That's really important. And a lot of people, unfortunately, they just don't know how to connect with the people in their lives. How often when they're having problems, when they're having frustrations, is it just because they can't quite synchronize? There you go. It could be their coworker or their boss. It could be the clients. It could be their mother, their child. It could be, yeah, the person that they're married to. When they have feelings, really intense feelings for the people that they love or that they are stuck with, okay, maybe they like someone, they just can't quite make it work. How can they synchronize? Okay, now, synchronicity, what is that? They synergize. Yeah, they come together. I like to use an example, right, of numbers because I'm an INTP. If you don't know what Myers-Briggs personality type profiling is, you can go ahead and just Google INTP and it'll tell you a lot about who I am. I'm kind of a computer. I like to know information. You can never give me too much information because I want everything to make sense. So when I teach people about synchronicity in order to synergize, they come together. It means they are going to empower the people in their lives that they really and truly come together with. Well, not for me, math is very simple to understand. It's very easy to understand. And so when I explain to people that we'll quantify our value on a scale of 1 to 10, if we're all worth from 1 to 10 based on the quality of our thoughts and our feelings, okay, well, you know what? Sometimes we're just a 4, okay? And sometimes we're an 8, okay? Sometimes we're actually 10. How can we get to be that high quality, not only thoughts and feelings, but our performance? Okay, well, thinking about this now, synergy with other people means they have that value, that quality of their performance, their thoughts and their feelings, their actions. When we come together, let's say I'm a 4 and my husband today is a 7. Yeah, 4 and 7, you know what? That's not 11. That's not even 28. 4 to the 7th power, or 7 to the 4th power. How much is that? More than 11, more than 28. 7 to the 4th power is 2,401. But what about 4 to the 7th power? That's 16,384. Whoa! How in the world can we be together with the people in our lives to create that significant impact on the world, not only in the situations that we're in, but with the people that are in those situations with us, even if not directly interacting with us, simply by being in the same environment that we are in with someone else that we have synchronized with, that we have synergized, we have an exponential impact on the people. We don't just add to them, we don't just multiply them. You know what? Okay, let's think about this logistically. In a situation when different people are doing different activities, they are adding to the situation. Okay, so yeah, if I was a 4 and my husband was a 7 and we were doing something in the kitchen, yeah, we would be adding to whatever is going on in the kitchen, say perhaps a meal. Okay, yeah, I could help him out by chopping up the food. Yeah, that would add to the food. Okay, but you know what? If we are connecting emotionally, yeah, we could 4 and 7, that could be 28, because we're giving each other power and energy in a positive way. Yeah, that could be up to 28. But when we synchronize, it's our thoughts and our feelings and our actions that are sustaining and maintaining connection. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, let's think about this. I'm using my husband as an example because today I'm going to be talking about marriage and how we can synchronize to synergize in marriage. And you know what? I had him on my show a couple weeks ago, and I really did have a great conversation with him about how, after 32 years of marriage, we're still actually very high quality emotionally and mentally while we are together. I was told a lot of unfortunate lies by the people in my life. And again, unfortunately, a lot of them were women, feminist, who told me horrible things about men, lies about marriage, that women don't need men. Men are the enemy. Women are the competition. If you want to prove your value as a woman, you make your mark on the world. You get a job, barefoot, pregnant, and in the kitchen is a sellout. And being submissive as a wife means that you've compromised your value. Don't ever be submissive. What? That's not true. You know what? You can have a home life. You can be a domestic engineer and you can be submissive to your husband, but still be very confident and independent. And when you come together with your husband and you synchronize and you synergize, you can have everything that you want as a career woman. Yeah, just in the capacity of matrimony. And my son is getting married in less than 2 weeks. And you know what? It hit me the other day. He's someone really special to me. I have three children, but my middle son, who's getting married very, very soon, I had a connection with him as I was raising him that was very different than the other two. And he wasn't my favorite. Some people would say my daughter is my favorite just because I like her so much more than my boys. But you know what? I'm thinking about all of the things that I taught him about marriage as he was growing up. I'm not going to take any breaks today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to be talking about marriage, everything logistically, constitutionally about how to make marriage successful. And if you have a question or a comment that you want to contribute to this pure stream of consciousness hour that I'm going to spend today on my show, please don't hesitate to call in. The number is 888-627-6008. And I'll be reminding you of that a couple times throughout the show. But let's get right down to the very fundamental. What is the purpose of marriage? I have a book, Till Death Do Us Part, Is Marriage Practical? Because people see how I am with my husband, and they don't understand how after 32 years we're still like boyfriend and girlfriend. Okay, well, you know what? Yes, there are things you have to do, but you know what? There's really great secrets to getting those things done. And when I talk about synchronize to synergize, know the person that you're with. I love that in Spanish, knowing a person is conocer a la persona. Knowing information is saber la información. But you know what? Knowing information is not the same thing as knowing people. I think, again, just the way that I was raised by the media since I was born in 1976, and I pretty much came to fruition as a young woman in the 80s, I got a lot of very incorrect information, not only about marriage, but about men. Men are stupid and they're selfish, and all they want is sex. And you can do everything that a man can do, probably better. You don't need a man. Okay, and marriage is entrapment, and being a wife and mother, barefoot pregnant, and in the kitchen, you're a sellout. What, because then you have to choose between your family and your career. Okay, oh my goodness, I'm so glad that when I married my husband, he came from a family of 15 children, and he was number eight. So let's just say he knew how to cook and clean and change diapers by the time he was 8 years old. He taught me all of those lies. You know what? This is the truth. The truth is, men are very interested in commitment. Just don't make them crazy. And you know what? They're amazing in the kitchen. Just give them their space and appreciate their effort. And they are very willing to give you what you want. Just be specific about what it is. And you know what? Yeah, I did have a career when I was married, when I was raising my kids. I did have my job, but my marriage came first, and my children were a high priority on my list. I just needed to keep everything in my life in balance. So when I was going to work, I always checked in with my husband and said, okay, this is what I'm doing for work today. What's the family situation? What would you like to have finished, accomplished by the end of the day? And how much of what our kids need can you provide? How much can I provide? And how much really is negotiable? Wow, yes, you can actually talk to the person that you love more than anything, and they will listen. And they will appreciate the fact that you did that with them, for them. When you synchronize, your mind and heart and body actually comes together with that other person. Okay, so that means we got a whole lot of opportunity to do a whole lot of things in life. But okay, now I've also been told things like opposites attract, but birds of a feather flock together. Ladies and gentlemen, who wants to know, how do you know who's right for you in marriage? This is what I tell people. A big part of the reason why my husband and I have synchronized so well is because we're different in dispositions, but two of the letters of our personality are the same. You have to have in your life the mentality that marriage is about living in all day, every day, mundane activities, daily lifestyle things that you have to do that are domestic and secular and healthy, personally and as a companion, right? You have to be with that person. Well, if you are synchronized, it's because you know that the other person knows that you know what they're doing and why they're doing it and how they're doing it. So you do have to know that there are some things that you're going to agree about and other things you're going to disagree about. Okay. And that doesn't have to be an impediment. You can take advantage of those differences. They like to say that stumbling blocks can be stepping stones. Weapons can be tools. You can have that synchronicity. If you have a question about maybe I'm looking for the wrong person, what would be a good person for me to sign a document for forever with? Who would be good for me? Go ahead and call in. The number is 888-627-6008. Again, what I'm talking about, similarities in functionality, our personality. We have four letters. The first one is about our social inclination. The second one is about our general focus. The third one is about how we make decisions. And the fourth one is how we carry out those decisions. Now, the disposition of every personality, that means there are 16 potential different personalities. Your disposition is based on the second letter. So if the second letter of your personality is an S, that means your disposition is going to be connected to the last letter. You're either going to be an SP or an SJ. If the second letter of your personality is an N, it's going to be connected to the third letter, either NF or NT. Okay, so if you would like more information about that, yes, I do have a book. It's called Embrace Your True Nature and Improve Your Functionality. It's on my website, life-synergy-coaching.com. Feel free to check it out. And I do have the audiobook. Not everybody wants to read. Sometimes they want me to read to them. So you can go ahead and get that as well. Now, if you have the different dispositions in your marriage, in your courtship, in your companionship, that's good because it means you are both going to want to do different things. Different things need to get done. You've got a whole lot. When we're talking about money management, time management, home arrangement, raising children, a lot of things need to get done. Who should do which thing? Yeah, figure out what your differences are and let each one do what they love to do and what they're really, really good at. That means that things are more likely to be accomplished if people know what it is that they're good at and what they're bad at. And it's okay to be bad at certain things because if you're different enough, then the other person will probably be good at those things. Talk it out, find out. And really understand, at the same time, you need to have two letters that are the same. Now, this is the tricky part. And I love to tell people that my husband is an ESTP. I'm an INTP. You know what? The fact that we're both thinking perceivers means that a lot of what we're going to do in life is going to be in the same way. But the first two letters being different means that it's going to be about different things. So we will still have a very similar modus operandi in the way that we execute the decisions that we make, but we're going to be doing things in different areas of life. Now, as a sensory perceiver, he's like a muscle getting things done. He can multitask like a woman. But as an intuitive thinker, I'm more about the source of what we're going to do. I need to make sure that he's not doing anything until I have planned it out and organized it and made sure I have prevented every single possible failure so that when I tell him, okay, baby, go ahead and do this and that and this and that, he is going to execute perfectly simply because as a sensory perceiver, his performance is what he prioritizes most. And for me, as an intuitive thinker, you know what? I just want to make sure we're not doing something stupid and we're not doing it in a stupid way. But I don't want to do it because, as an intuitive thinker and an introvert, I kind of want to be alone. So, hey, find out what your nature is and know what you work well with, but most importantly, what you don't work well with. And so then when you think, is till death do us part, that's forever. Is that reasonable? Yeah, if you're different enough to get things in life done, but similar enough to either do it for the same reason or for the same in the same way. Yeah, then you can say, these are the things that I'm going to go ahead and let the other person do, but I'm going to tell them very clearly, these are my strengths and abilities, as well as my limitations and faults. That's, again, communication. So, again, the number to the station, 888-627-6008, if you have questions about that. Now, let's talk about the logistics of men and women. Yeah, they are different. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Now, let me just tell you one of the jokes that my oldest son, who called me a shrink in denial, I believe he was 13 when he first called me that, he told me the computer's gender. Now, the Spanish teacher was explaining to the class that in Spanish, words are feminine or masculine. They don't say the, they say el or la. So, like la puerta is la. El desayuno, breakfast is el, that's masculine. La is feminine. Well, one of the students said, is it el computador or la computadora? And the teacher said, well, do you think it's more like a man or a woman? And the man said, never mind, I withdraw the question. I don't want to answer that. That's opening up Pandora's box. And she said, no, you know what? We're all adults here. We're going to go ahead and split you up into men and women or groups. Talk it out. And you tell me if you think this beautiful machine here on my desk is more like a guy or a gal. And the men just immediately got out pen and paper and started whispering and laughing. And she said, what are you writing down? Can I see what you're writing down? And they said, we're writing a list. Ma'am, this thing has breasts. It's so feminine, female. And she said, okay, why don't you stop? I see you already have four things. Four is good. Let's see what your list is. And they said, okay, well, first of all, only their creator understands their logic. Number two, they speak a language only they interpret. Number three, they store every mistake you ever make in long-term memory for retrieval. And half your paycheck goes to their accessories. The teacher just looked at the women and said, save me, I'm drowning here. Those were awesome. Please tell me. And they said, no, this thing's a guy. We'll tell you why. We got four reasons too, and we didn't even have to write them down. Number one, they won't do anything for you until they're turned on. Number two, you can give them information all day long. They'll never think for themselves. Number three, they claim to be able to solve every problem in the world. But you know what? In real life, when push comes to shove, they're usually the problem. And number four, most importantly, you know, if you had just waited 6 months, you could have had a better one. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, let's be honest with each other. We love to hate each other as men and women, but we have strengths and talents and gifts and abilities. It's simply our attitude that will determine our success. Now, did you notice in all of those eight reasons that I listed for the different genders, it really was a matter of being judgmental, and the way things are interpreted and the way they are presented to the person that you're talking to, every strength can be a weakness. Every potential benefit could be a detriment. If you're looking at the person and their capacity to have an impact on your life, I tell people there are three principles about synergy. Number one, there's no neutral energy. You are either positive or you are negative. And a lot of people just want to get out of jail free card by saying, well, I don't care. Well, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but indifference is negative energy. If you are not making someone better quality soul when you interact with them, you're making them worse. Ask yourself, is your attitude and your energy positive or negative? Number two, there's no inertia. You're never standing still in your mental and emotional movement around other people. You're either moving towards them, or you're moving away from them, or you're moving with them. Yeah, okay. So that's we synchronize, okay? But then number three, power comes with responsibility. That means you are accountable. That means the decisions that you make, not only what you do, but how you do it and why you do it, you are accountable to that person. You know what? I'm sorry, but unfortunately, starting in the 70s and 80s, the independent attitude, not only of women, but just people in general, I don't need you. I don't want you. I don't care about you. I take care of myself first. Okay. Well, that's good. Congratulations. You take care of yourself. So when you're done taking care of yourself, then what's your motive? What's your intention when it comes to other people? Do you feel accountable? Not just responsible, because responsible means you're going to pay the consequences for your actions, but accountable means you have to pay them something when you are with them. You have to give more than you take. Because if you are taking more than you give, you are hurting other people. You don't have a right. No, you don't. You're independent. And yeah, you know what? And now in the modern world, people think they have a right to pretty much say or do or be whatever they want. No, you don't. Because you do have to be a high quality soul if you want to be in a relationship, in a permanent, lifelong arrangement like marriage. Okay, so let's get some of the just fun things to know about marriage, the secret that were again pretty much the opposite of what I was told. Number one, you have to get in a good mood when you're with someone. When you're talking to them, you actually have to be a high quality emotional person. You can say anything that you want in a positive or a negative way. Yeah, when you're in a bad mood, your toxicity, think about this. If we're talking about negative energy, 13,000, 16,000, 2,000, even 11 or 28, when that's that, if you're having a negative impact on someone, that's going to affect how they perform. Yeah. So when you say to someone, I'm in a very, very low quality state, not just quantitatively, I'm a low number, but I'm a very quality, bad energy kind of situation, state of mind, condition of heart, then you can say to them, I got to go take care of myself. But know how to take care of yourself in a way that will, in fact, improve the quality of your being. Your soul is your mind and your heart and your body with your energy. If you are honest with your partner and you say, you're not going to like what I give to you and what I do for you and what we are with each other. If you let me do something good for myself to get out of this toxicity, I promise that when I come back to you, the return on your investment that you made in the form of personal sacrifice will be so worth what you've done and what I've done. So that way, even when we're not together, we are still in sync with each other. Whoa, okay, so that's where the communication comes in. Again, if the person knows that you know that they know what's going on? You don't have to worry. That eliminates a lot of the potential anxiety that people have because they're imagining all of the things that could go wrong. You don't have to worry about what's going to go wrong when you get yourself into a high quality state. Okay, now, when we're talking about getting yourself centered and getting yourself into that high quality state. Centered is mental and emotional and physical, all being in alignment. The second thing I tell people is you can't use sex as a weapon. I'm sorry, but you know what? The sexual revolution really made sex cheap and sleazy and selfish and potentially very harmful. People don't understand. We're not animals. We are not just about reproduction. Sex for us is about connection. Yeah. Anybody has any questions or comments that they want to dialogue with me about sex? I'm going to be talking about this for about 5 minutes. The number is 888-627-6008. Okay. So first of all, yeah, I was a virgin when I got married, and people ask me all the time, do you ever regret never having sex with anybody else? No, I don't, because for me, sex is a very profound and very intense experience that I only wanted to share with someone who truly loved me and who made a commitment to me forever. Yeah, till death do us part. People say, well, what if you hadn't been in sync with each other? Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's the first secret. In the 32 years that my husband and I have been together, probably for a total of 5 years, we were not in sync. He had been in accidents. I was pregnant, having children, breastfeeding. My seizures were really out of just completely out of order. Okay, when I was in Washington, I was very different than when I was in Arizona. If we had been basically trying to make the decision in around February of 2004 to get married, and I was basing my decision to marry him on our sex life, I would have run so far, so fast in the opposite direction. But you know what? On our honeymoon, oh, we knew that we were good together. And when we moved into our apartment, the landlord literally said, you need to close your windows when you're having sex because it was so good. And the entire building could hear me, apparently. Okay, so yeah, it's important to have that synchronicity. But you know what? You're going to change and they are going to change. And the question is, can you work with each other, making those sacrifices, making changes, learning and trying new things? One of the most important things I always tell people, I stretch for an hour a day. Yeah, I'm 50, but I look and act and feel 25 to 30, depending on the day of the week and the day of the month. And that's because when I stretch, I feel really good. I sleep well, and I can still do things for my husband that I did on our honeymoon. That's vitally important. But most importantly, you don't withhold sex. If you know that the person that you're with needs to have that release, that gratification, honey, with orgasm, you get dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. Yeah, don't make them have to masturbate. What's the point in saying, I'm so angry with you, or I'm so upset at the situation that I'm going to deny you that genuine biological need? Okay, if you have something going on inside of you and you cannot be high quality in the way that you are with that person while you're being sexual with them, you need to take a step back and get recentered and say to them, I can't do this in a good quality way for you. Give me the time to take care of myself in whatever way I need to get over what is that's making me negative right now, back into a positive state. And when I do, we will be together. One of the principles that I like to tell people, it's one of my favorites just in life, don't go to bed angry. Do you know how to take care of yourself mentally and emotionally to the point where you can say when you close your eyes at night, I am a high quality soul? Even if physically my quantitative value is down to two or three, emotionally and mentally, that has restored my soul back up to a seven or an eight. Do you know how to take care of yourself in that way? When I was growing up and I was taking ballet, you know what? It was tough staying balanced on my toes, especially because my body was changing daily through puberty. My teacher, my instructor would actually say, get out of the group. You are throwing off the group because you are not doing the steps right. You are not moving your body right. You need to go get recentered. It wasn't about strength or ability or focus or energy. It was about the genuine internal alignment. So yeah, learning how to get myself inside in a row, in a straight line, then my body would manifest it physically in my performance. So if you know how to say to the person that you're with, I need to get myself into a high quality state so that I don't go to bed angry, then the person that you're with will say, absolutely. First of all, I appreciate your honesty and I respect your willingness to do this. And yeah, I really do trust your intentions and your motives when you have something that you need to do for you. I know that you ultimately are doing it with me because that's what marriage is. When you become one flesh, till death do us part, it means that the other person is always going to be affected by what you do and what you say and how you feel and what you think. It's going to affect them. You're not going to ever get out of jail free until you say to that person, you have a choice. You can either take me right now or you can let me become better quality for you. As your reward, right, for the sacrifice that you're making in quantity of time, the quality of experience. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, people are actually very willing to make a sacrifice and contribute to your personal progress if you tell them what you need them to do with you or for you. If that's something that's going to make you better quality for them, yeah, they're willing to do that more often than not. And if they're not the kind of person that would want to do that, then they're not marriage material. Yeah, and we all understand that. We might be in denial about certain things, but when push comes to shove, signing up for forever, living all day, every day with someone, you need to be with someone who has the belief and value system that is conducive to marriage. And that is give more than you take. Do you believe, let me ask you this personally, do you believe that there is more joy in giving than in receiving? Some people don't believe that, but that might be because they've never truly given in an unselfish way, and what they have offered people was not well received because of the people in their life. They are not around healthy, happy, generous souls. If you are around the kind of people in life that when you give them genuine, sincerely unselfish gifts of your time or your energy, your skills or your abilities, and they either reject you or judge you or shame you for what you do, you need to get better people in your life. When you are signing up for forever with someone, they have to be high quality. Okay, so now when we're talking about just relationships in general, you gotta know how to be with people, with communication, but with marriage, I tell people, I like to use acronyms. There's TIPS, TIPS. Know the topic from the issue, from the problem, then you can get the solution. TIPS. What's the topic? The topic is the situation that you're in where you have hit an impasse with someone and you are just not in sync. You are not synergizing in a healthy way because you cannot synchronize with them. Ask yourself, what's the topic? The topic is whatever element is going on in a situation. Okay. Well, what's the issue? The issue is why that specific variable, that specific element has frustrated you. It has made you negative in the way that you are approaching whatever the activity is. Okay, so the issue could be something that activity of that topic or that variable of that detail has triggered something inside of you. Okay, but why is it a problem? It's a problem because you have reached what I call the four I's: ignorance, indifference, impotence, or incompetence. Okay, the actual problem is one of those four things is preventing the resolution of the issue, whatever the situation is. So wait a minute now. The ignorance, do you just not really know what the problem is? Or is it indifference? You don't care. You've literally turned off your personal interest in that situation. Well, ignorance, indifference, how about impotence? You really and truly are not qualified to do the work. Okay. You don't have the power to do the work or the skill. Well, impotence, that's actually incompetence. Wait a minute, then. So what's impotence? You don't have your personal power. Okay, now when you can say there's something going on inside of me that's taking away my power to actually employ the skills because I care about the situation that I know and understand. Okay, so then now we can come up with the solution. I tell people it's usually one of three solutions. Do you need to get recentered? Okay, then you can get yourself into a high quality state. Or is it something that you have a trigger that, it's just gonna be something else inside of you that has absolutely nothing to do with that that you need to take care of, separate from the situation, separate from the person. Or you know what? Maybe, lo and behold, ladies and gentlemen, it's just something that fits your low function activity. What a relief. Do you know how often I counsel and I coach people to say, are you off center or is there a profound issue? Or you know what? Maybe it's just not your personality. Wow. Yeah, that kind of sucks. But at the same time, it doesn't have to be over exaggerated as something overly negative. It's just a question then of telling the person you're with, if you need me to do this, I'm gonna need help because I'm gonna suck at this. I'm gonna be horrible at it. And you know what? We have options here. If you really still need me to do something that is counterintuitive to everything that I am, and it is the opposite of the fundamental fiber of my being, okay, then there's three things that people can give you. Encouragement, support, facilitation. Yeah, you need to get the motivation to start something. That means a reason, okay? Then you have the actual reward that is in addition to the motivation, because your motivation can't be the reward. Some kind of gratification that you have accomplished that. And yeah, it was productive in a practical way. But then you also need recovery time. When you are doing something that is a low function for you, you need time after you're done to restore yourself back to that high quality state. Now, again, in marriage, if you can be honest with your partner and say, we have options here. This activity that I'm doing, I need to get myself genuinely vested in what I'm doing. You know, when I am genuinely vested in what I'm doing, I believe that it's the right thing to do, that it's valuable, it's worth my time and energy. And I know that when I have accomplished it, when I have completed it, there will be some tangible and practical beneficial result for the world around me. And that right there gives me a sense of more joy in giving than in receiving. Yeah. But also, it will have completely sucked the life out of me. So there are going to be things that I'm going to need to do for myself in order to, just recover from the effort that it took for me to do that. And most of the time, people will be willing to accept your limitations because, again, the symbiotic dynamic of it. If you're really, really horrible at whatever this activity is, that means you're going to be really, really good at the opposite. Yes, your inferior function is the polar opposite of your dominant function. So, like for me as an INTP, extroverted feeling is my inferior function. My dominant function is introverted thinking. So my husband knows that when I have to be socially, interactively, nurturing and responsive to people's emotional needs that have absolutely no logical or rational purpose and that serve no useful function in an analytically intellectual way. Yeah, I just have to love to love to love. Yeah, I cap out at about 2 hours. And so he knows that while I'm doing that, he has to do NT things with me or for me, or I need to take breaks. And when I'm done, yes, I do need Martinelli sparkling apple cider and York peppermint patties because I've just had this life sucked out of me. Okay. Yeah. So I don't have to do it very often, but when I do it in a very high quality way. And you know what? His inferior function as an ESTP is introverted intuition. He cannot think by himself hypothetically about long-term potential possibilities of speculation situations. Oh my God. He just had a meltdown. Okay. You know what? When he has to do his inferior function, I know that he caps out at about 5 minutes. So if I need him to do it for about an hour and a half, 90 minutes, that's 18 times throughout the day, I can say, honey, can you do this mental activity for me? I don't ask him to do it for more than 5 minutes at a time. And I'll do something sensory when he's done for him just to get him a breath of oxygen. Yeah. And you know that if the people in your life understand you, they will be willing at least to negotiate whatever works for you and works for them. Is it worth it? Definitely the return on investment when you synchronize. Wait a minute, let's go back to the 7 and 4. Okay, well, let's actually improve someone's quality just by one. How what's 7 and 5? Okay, well, 5 to the 7th power or 7 to the 5th power? Yeah. 4 to the 7th power is 16,384. 5 to the 7th power is 78,125. You just improved by one. But yes, that's 60,000 more just because you made that slight improvement. Well, how about 7 to the 4th power as opposed to 7 to the 5th power? 7 to the 4th power is 2,401. 7 to the 5th power is 16,807. Logistically, yes. Tangibly, practically, pragmatically, if you know that just improving by that one little bit, when you come back, what you do give will be either a larger quantity or a higher quality. Yeah, you can say to the people in your life, I want to give more than I take. And so I am definitely worth the sacrifice or the investment. And when you are with your marriage mate, your partner, you know what? You're going to raise your kids. Yeah, kids take a lot of time and energy, but your marriage, your partner comes first, because if you are one flesh and you say to your children, mommy and daddy are going to be much, much better when we talk about what's going on. Talk in a healthy way. Give them the example that you know how to synchronize and you synergize. And you know what? It may take some time. My husband and I left the home when we needed to talk, and our kids knew that when we were going out, we were getting really bad fast food, or we were going to a coffee shop, we were going to talk for a little while. Yeah, that it was high quality when we came back because we were both in a good mood. We left and they could tell the air was so thick you could cut it with a knife. Children don't need a lot. They may seem like they do just because they need it all the time. But if you teach your children that quality is more important than quantity, they don't need a lot of things. They don't need a lot of material possessions. And yeah, when you spend good time with them and you synchronize with them, you understand them, and they see that the work that you have done with their other parent as a partner really does have good beneficial results, not only for the two of you as a couple, but for them as your offspring, then they can say, yeah, I understand that time is more important than money. And connection is more important than possessions. I want you to want to be with me. My daughter actually said to me, because she and I would go out to breakfast one day a week without the men, no brothers, no dad. And I believe she was 12 when she turned to me and said directly to me, almost with daggers coming out of her eyes, "If you ever pull your cell phone out while you are with me in public, I will divorce you." And I said, "Honey, my phone is on silent in my purse under my chair. Do I get to know where this is coming from?" She said, "Look at that family over there. There's a father and a mother and a son and a daughter, and they're all sitting there eating their food with their phone in their hands. They're not even looking at each other." I said, "Baby, I am so scared you're going to do that to me. Let's promise each other that we are never going to have our electronic devices in our hands when we are together." "Yeah, time, it's very important. I have work that I have to do on my phone." "Well, that's fine, Mom. When we're done being together, you can do whatever work you need to do." "Yeah, and if we don't, I don't make money. We don't have the money to buy things." "That's okay. Let's go for a walk and talk." Wow, now that's an idea, right? Do we know how to talk with each other? And when I tell my kids that daddy just needs to verbally vomit, or he just needs to stream of consciousness, don't interrupt him. My husband, as an ESTP, he doesn't even know what's going on in his mind until he hears himself say it. So sometimes when we're talking, I say, "Honey, do I get to participate in this conversation?" He will literally say, No, not yet. I don't know what I'm thinking, and I'll know it when I hear myself say it. I'll have an aha moment, and then I'll invite you in on this whole conversation. But I need to be there while he is getting it all out, because being around me is different than being around his brother. And obviously, being at work is different than being at home. Yeah, when you know the person, when you really understand who they are, and you're willing to do the little idiosyncratic things that are important to their personality, you get the benefits and the perks that after 25 years, my husband and I were in a coffee shop and we saw a lady looking at us, and she said, "Can I ask you two a question?" I said, "Yeah, I see her all the time. Yeah, what's the question?" And she said, "Are you two having an affair?" I said, "Yeah, we are. How did you know that?" And my husband kind of looked at him like, "What the hell are you doing?" And I just kind of gestured, "Shh, don't say anything. Just let me go with this." I said, "How did you know?" And she said, "Well, because I see you two together here a lot, and you have a lot of fun, and you touch each other, and you kiss each other, and you laugh a lot, but you're wearing rings and they don't match. So I know you're married. You two, you must be doing something devious or bad, because there's no way you could have this much fun if you were actually married to each other." And I said, "No, we are. We're married to each other. We've been married for 25 years." And she said, "What? Are you serious?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Well, you guys don't have any kids, obviously." I said, "Yeah, we do. We have three kids and they're all adults." And she said, "How in the hell are you guys still like you're on your honeymoon?" I said, "Because we prioritize each other, and our kids know that when mommy and daddy are both in a good mood, that means we're having sex and we're having a good time with each other, giving to each other, that it's going to be good for the whole family." And she said, "Wow, that's amazing." Ladies and gentlemen, marriage is a wonderful thing if you know what to do, but more importantly, what not to do. So, again, my website is life-synergy-coaching.com. I have my Till Death Do Us Part is Marriage Practical Book. I have my Life Coaching Workbook. That's what I teach people about how to score in the game of life. And then I also have Embrace Your Nature and Maximize Your Functionality. What is your true nature? Know yourself. So when you come together with people, it will be high quality. You synchronize, you synergize, you have the power to affect people, affect them in a good way. Be proactive in the choices that you make. And remember, your personal power can be used in a positive or a negative way, but positive is more powerful than negative. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. The number again to the station is 888-627-6008. If you ever want to call in and ask a question about relationships, the show will be back to regular normal next week. We'll see you here. Thank you so much for listening, and tell your friends and family about us because we're not going anywhere anytime soon. Yeah, this is an industry and a topic that will never be boring. We'll see you next week here on BBS.
Same words, different meaning. Same moment, different scene. You think it's them, they think it's you. But there's a deeper point of view. You said it straight, they took it wrong. Now you're wondering what went on. Same sentence, different weight. Now you're standing in debate. You call it honest, they feel hit. You move fast, they need to sit. You think silence means they don't care. They think space means you're aware. It's not the words, it's how they land. It's not the fight, it's what they can't explain in ways you recognize. 'Cause you're not seeing through their eyes. That's the power of synergy. Understanding what you don't see. Same words, but a different code. Different minds on a different road. That's the power. When it finally clicks, not about